Julie Patton, an instructor in the UWF Social Work Department, along with some friends and colleagues, formed the Race and Reconciliation Group. Last fall, they launched a community-wide discussion with their series of Racial Tension Cooling the Fires workshops, which covered various topics ranging from race relations and racial disparities in Escambia County to Black Lives Matter. Now, they're moving to the next phase, which Patton refers to as a series of cultural competency sessions based on a survey conducted after the racial tension workshops.
We asked people what had been effective for them, what had interested them the most, and we have scheduled tentatively all of the topics in which more than half of the people who responded had an interest.
The monthly program schedule is still being completed, but will include topics such as white privilege and microaggressions, Black history in Pensacola, feminism among Black and white women, and income inequality and workforce development. But Patton says the first session in the cross-cultural education series will focus on millennials and race.
We are starting with this issue of forming an identity as millennials come of age, and how hard that is when at the same time you have to put on a different face from who you feel you are for people who may be scared of you, who may feel that you are less than them in some ways, or who may make assumptions about your life just because of your racial identity.
One thing I want to talk about is sometimes people of color have to wear this mask.
Kiana Johnson is a 26-year-old Master's in Social Work graduate student and the mother of one-year-old Amina. She will be one of the millennial presenters.
Maybe it's an unspoken thing, but we have to really think about a lot of things and adapt to a lot of situations that maybe we may not have thought about or maybe prepared for.
Growing up in Panama City, Johnson says she went through her elementary years as one of just two Black students in the school and could not perceive things that happened as racist or as forms of oppression. She became more aware of race at a majority Black middle school when her fellow Black students would proclaim she was acting white or that she thought she was smart. Johnson says she gained more of a worldview in college, particularly when she studied abroad as a foreign exchange student.
I realized when I was in Japan and I would see people of color, I instantly thought, okay, they're not just Hispanics. Maybe that's a Spanish woman from Spain, or maybe this person is from Argentina. So I feel like when I was in Japan, their nationality came first before the color of their skin.
This first event in the Race and Reconciliation Cross-Cultural Education Series will also feature UWF graduate student Tasha Johnson, no relation, and UWF graduate Kesley Richardson. Kiana Johnson says what she would like to get across is that racism still exists, even though we might not recognize it. She adds that these community discussions should be viewed as just a start.
It's time for people to come together who are different from each other and form a friendship, form a bond, maybe over something common. Maybe you're both Colts fans, and then you start a friendship where you can talk about those things that it's hard to discuss. And that's how you take these discussions and you move it forward and you really start to enact change in yourself, because that's how you will change things in the world.
To hear more, the public is invited to attend the cross-cultural education session this Thursday evening beginning at 6 at the J. Earl Bowden Building in downtown Pensacola. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.